Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, fired up to get on the Rude Guest Hotline and welcome in our friend, Mr. Sean Merriman. He a Terp, he an NFL All-Pro, and he's the founder of Lights Out. Got a big, big one this weekend, I believe. Are you in Long Beach this weekend, Sean? What's going on, dude?
We are. We got a big one this weekend in Long Beach. Lights Out Extreme Fighting 27. You know, we got the next up and coming superstars of MMA, man. So we're on the rise. People, if you can't make it there, make sure you download Lights Out Sports TV. We got a lot of free live sports there, but it will be live at 5:30 Pacific on Lights Out Sports TV. Available on all platforms, man. So if you guys got any smart TV, iOS, Android out there, you can catch us live.
All right, awesome. Now, I'm also checking out your Twitter account right now. You can follow Sean at Sean Merriman, S-H-A-W-N-E, Merriman, M-E-R-R-I-M-A-N. Khalil Mack went to the IR for the Chargers. Looks like you're getting some reps in. You staging a comeback?
Yeah, I told him, since we got a fight in Long Beach, I'll already be in town, so I'll be right at the street if they need me to come get 10 or 15 plays, man. But you know, obviously, I still train quite a bit and work out with a lot of MMA guys. I feel great. But no, just all jokes aside, it was, you know, I was at the game and I saw Khalil's injury. I was surprised, man. I mean, he got fortunate because that's a season ender. I saw his elbow go almost the opposite direction, man. So he got lucky.
Well, he has since been put on IR, so he's going to miss at least four games. But they are saying it shouldn't be the season. Certainly, something to keep an eye on there. Dude, I'd like to start talking about Washington, and eventually we'll zoom out and talk the whole league. But the Commanders last week go to Green Bay and just get smoked. You know, the final score wasn't as bad as maybe it looked, I would say. And I think one of the biggest parts of it was Micah Parsons. Parsons was dominant in that game, really, really gave the business to Commanders rookie right tackle Josh Connerly. What have you thought of Parsons, and what did you think of Washington's plan to stop him last week?
Yeah, this is the thing. I think we already know what Micah can do, and I think that's why the Cowboy fans were upset of him going. You know, I'm not surprised at all of how dominant he's been. He's been dominant on teams that wasn't that good when he was with the Cowboys, right? So if now he got a team that can, you know, is going out there scoring points, they can move the football, that's given him the ability to just pin his ears back and go and wreak havoc. I mean, also, too, Green Bay is moving him all around the place. I mean, they're lining him up on both sides and down the middle and lined up in A-gaps and blitzing around the other side. And that's what Micah Parsons has always was really good at doing, and the Cowboys just didn't put him in the position to win and make plays. You know, as far as the Commanders, man, it's the NFL. Some games you're just going to, you know, not look as good as the other team. I think Green Bay is one of the better, I'd say, top six teams in the NFL right now. And the Commanders, along with some injuries that they had, I just actually finished talking to my boy Austin Eckler, checking on him. I think he just got his surgery in the process of doing it. But we were talking on the phone the other night, wishing him all the best in the world to come back healthy. But they got a bunch of injuries, and that's what, you know, kind of the game came down to.
When you're going up against a rookie tackle, are you licking your chops?
Oh, man. You know, look, unless you get a guy that's, you know, like coming out of the draft, he's top 10, like a Joe Alt, right? You'll have some success against them just because they're not used to the speed. But those guys are anomaly. They're coming out NFL ready, and they can go right away. But if you have some of them that's just getting in there, thrown in the fire, who's looking across at a Sean Merriman or Micah Parsons or any guy that they know is explosive, they are shivering. You know, they're not going to show up, but they are shivering because they watched you on TV, right, when they were in college, and some of them sometime in high school, and they're like, man, I'm going against such and such, right? So that goes through their head also during the game.
When you're playing a team, too, that has new guys brought in on the offensive line, they're kind of shuffling around as well, do you throw different looks at them early in the season as they're still trying to build that chemistry?
Yeah, because, you know, the offensive line is all about communication, starting with the center. And, you know, if a guy is new and he's thrown in the fire and there's a bunch of moving and shifting around and blitzing and, you know, you stick Micah Parsons up in a B-gap and now your fan protection or slide protection that way, he steps out and come around the opposite side of the edge, now your responsibilities change as a tackle. And so you have to think on the fly. And you know what? Guess what? That safety might be coming now. And so you have to understand these schemes and be able to communicate up there on the line of scrimmage. And most, not all, but most guys, especially when you're young, thrown in that situation, are not ready to handle that yet.
Talking with our friend Sean Merriman here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC equipment in the DMV. Sean played a long time at a really high level in the NFL. 12th overall pick in the 2005 draft from Maryland to the Chargers. Sean, I'd like to spin it forward for Washington. We're talking about Connerly, the rookie right tackle, right? The first week you get that Giants D-line, which has a lot of dogs on it. Last week, Parsons kind of took his lunch money. This week, he gets Max Crosby. What would you say, like, watching their games, knowing their games, is kind of the differences between Crosby and Parsons? Because they're both elite, but they are kind of different pass rushers.
So Max Crosby have a sack summit every year in Las Vegas with Von Miller and Cam Jordan, and they had me out there this year working with a lot of the young guys. And, you know, you see Max Crosby on the field and how dominant he is. He's all over the place. But there is kind of a method to his madness and how he sets up these pass rushers. That young fella going to have a long, long day. If you don't help him off the edge, you know, keep a tight end to hit Max on the way out, running back chip on the edge. But even then, Max Crosby is so dominant. He had some big plays against the Chargers where he was double teamed. He split the seams, got back there, had a couple big TFLs in the backfield. He's just a disruptor. Even if he's not the one actually making a play, he's so disruptive. And I think he's going to be the same with this game. So they have to help him out. I hope the Commanders drop the pride and drop the ego, whatever it is, and just say, hey, you know, this guy, he's going to need some help with Max Crosby, period. And that's just the way it is. But I had a great time out there with Von Miller. Von is still going at a high level this offseason and all the guys. But he's going to need some help with Max Crosby this week.
For sure. And then what about the quarterback situation here in D.C.? Jaden's dealing with his knee sprain, hasn't practiced yet this week. It might be Mariota. It might be Jaden. What do you think about a young player like Jaden maybe trying to play through the pain this week?
Well, we got the famous saying, are you hurt or are you injured, right? And this is where I wish organizations are a little bit more smarter about that. Jaden Daniels is your guy for the next 5-plus years minimum, right? He's your guy. And you have to sometimes take the ability away from the player because we mentally, we're just warriors. We want to go out there, and we could be walking around in the boot, walking around on crutches all week, and somehow go out there with the fans and the crowd in a pregame warm-up and play. It is the most miraculous thing that most people never see. But it happens all the time. So I wish the trainers the coaching staff, everybody else, say, look, we understand you're not 100%. If you're 60%, sit down. Right? We need you for the long term. We don't want to do anything to damage, you know, you for our future. And I hope that if he's not capable of being effective, that somebody go and take his helmet and say, hey, young fella, just sit down. You know, take this week or two off. Let's get you back healthy again, because we're going to need you here for the next 5+ years.
Is it something with that, if the quarterback's banged up, he's going to miss time or potentially miss time, or as a defensive leader, you step up in the leader room, or, you know, in the meeting room, or the defensive coordinator coach says something to the effect of, hey, we're going to have more on our plate this week, and we're going to try to win this one for our team and to make it so that the quarterback doesn't have to do a whole lot?
Yeah. I mean, and if Jaden doesn't play, as a defensive player and the defensive coach, that is a conversation that goes on in the room. Hey, guys, we're going to have to step it up this week. We're going to have to keep this team, you know, under 21 or 24 points in order to win the game. You know, we're going to have to get some field goals. We're going to have to get some turnovers. You have to take that responsibility on the defense side of the football, because your guy on the offensive side, your quarterback, is not there. So if they have the leaders, which they do have the leaders on the defense side of the ball, that needs to be the mentality this week. Whether Jaden Daniels go or not, we got to go out there and do our part to put them in the best position to win, because even if he does play, he may not be effective enough for us to win the game.
Talking with Sean Merriman here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Sean, let's zoom out from the Commanders matchup this weekend. Your Chargers look really good.
Very good.
What do you think watching them through two games? Herbert looks dialed. That defense looks good. Like, what is the ceiling for that team?
Well, look, I've been saying that, and sometimes when I give them any kind of credibility, I come across as biased. But I'm so far from being biased, because I have to talk about all teams. But I've been saying this the whole entire offseason. I spent some time at practice during the offseason with the Chargers, and I'm down on the sideline on the practice field. I'm texting on my phone, and I just feel a bunch of big guys' presence right on my right shoulder. And I turn over, I look. And it's the offensive line is walking by me. And I'm looking up. Mind you, I'm almost 6'5 myself, and I'm looking up. This is a big, strong, physical team that was built tough from the GM all the way down to the head coach and down to the coaching staff. This is not the Chargers that we've seen from years before. This is a team that wants to go out there, pound the football, play great defense, hit you in the mouth. And guess what? We got the quarterback with the biggest arm in the National Football League, and we don't have to use him to beat you anymore, right? None of those big 60, 70-yard bombs down the field while he's getting hit. They don't need him to play that sort of game anymore. They need to go out here and be selective with his passing and win games when he needs to. That is a scary team to play, because Justin Herbert could go out there and take over a game. He could go out there and win games for you, but they don't need him to. Not the way that team is built right now. And if you look at Jim Harbaugh's past and what he's done in his every program, every organization he's been at, what has he done? Year 2 through 4, that's where he starts to slam on the gas, and that's where they are right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's been so impressive to see their first couple of games. Herbert's been really, really good, and they really haven't gotten the run game going yet. How do they get that run game going?
Well, you know, this is the thing about the run game. The run game hasn't been going because people know how well they can run the ball, so they kind of – stacking that line of scrimmage, bringing extra guys up. Well, guess what's happening? Keenan Allen, Ladd McConkey, they're finding seams. They're finding holes in the defense, and they're making people pay. So at some point in time, the teams that are playing them against the run are going to have to use that extra guy to drop down in the seam, cover Keenan Allen, make sure that he can, you know, not get open. And now the running game is going to get going. So that this is a scary, balanced team. And you know, you much rather play a team that are only that's only really good at passing or only really good at running. When they're balanced as a defensive player, you don't know. You have no idea what they're going to come out and hurt you with this game, because they can hurt you at both.
You know, Sean, as a Omarion Hampton fantasy owner, I wouldn't mind if you could let Jim know to get the young guy working.
Well, I'll see them on Sunday, and I'll be down there talking to them. So I'll give them a heads up to go ahead and get our boy. Get him going, so I'll let him know.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Another one of your former teams, the Bills, have been super impressive. They played a night, Thursday night football. I mean, they kind of should smash the Bills. What do you think, the Dolphins, rather. What do you think of the Bills so far?
They, you know, when you're a team like they've been over the last couple years, every really, really good team has a 3 or 4 year window to win one Super Bowl, to win one. And I go back at the teams that I played for. You know, we had 2006 to 2010. That was our window. Legion of Boom had their 3-4 years of winning. I think that the Bills, they're right up on that mark where they have this year and maybe one more year, because what happens after those 3 or 4 year runs when you're really good, head coaches go, you know, coordinators go, players go, front office goes. And so we're seeing that with the Lions, right? I mean, that the Lions don't look like the same team as they once were because their offensive defensive coordinator are gone. That's not a knock on, you know, Dan Campbell at all, but it's just the nature of the beast with the game. That people go when you're really, really good. And so I think that that's what the Bills are. So they got this year, and I believe one more year, to get over that hump. But right now, man, they're clicking on all cylinders.
Seeing the Kansas City Chiefs now 0-2 is still odd to see that in the standings. And they've been relatively unimpressive, but you can't ever count them out. What do you make of KC? Do you think they come back? Do you think they can still find a way to win the AFC West? And get obviously, if they get in with Patrick Mahomes, they're going to have a chance against anybody. But what do you make of the Chiefs?
It's the same thing I've always thought. And I've experienced it myself. You can only be dominant in the division for so long. And I'm not saying good. I mean dominant. Because other teams got better. And I know the Chargers just beat the Raiders, but the Raiders are a better team than they were last year. The Broncos are a better team than they were last year, right? And so what happens is these other teams in the division just get better over time, and that's what we're seeing with KC. KC's still a really good team. They're just not dominant. And, you know, last year they scraped by. You know, they probably won 8 games or 7, 8 games that they shouldn't have won. You know, whether it was a botched snap or a missed field goal or a made field goal. I mean, there are some games that KC last year scraped by. And so now they're kind of reaping other teams just getting better around them. And it happens to every single team and a dominant team in every division.
One other thing I wanted to ask you about, Sean, is, you know, when you came into the league, Marty Schottenheimer was your coach, and you were on – those are some really good Chargers teams. Is it cool for you to see his son now coaching in Dallas?
Yeah, because I got the opportunity to see him as a younger guy, you know, coming in and kind of you know, trying to find his way, right? When you're a young coach, you're energetic, you're trying to figure out your coaching style, right? You got a father that is goes down to one of the best coaches of all time, in my opinion, and so you'll take a little bit of that from him. But just seeing him now, it just brings back some great old memories of just seeing him as a younger coach, man, just energetic and just leading the charge. And now he's in a position where he is the leader. And that's really, really awesome to see, to be honest.
That is cool. Lastly, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring it up. 3-0 Terps heading to Wisconsin. Big Ten play opens. I mean, we've seen the Terps get off to good starts and then they get into Big Ten play and it's a struggle. How you feeling about the Turtles?
Yeah, I mean, look, Malik Washington, man. I try to stay away from this day and age where everybody, you know, somebody gets off to the start and they're just jumping up and down, and he's going to be the greatest thing. But I think that Coach Loxley did a great job by putting him in a fire now, because he's going to be the guy for the next 3-4 years, right? He's going to be your guy, and he's going to struggle a bit. And I know he's looked great. These last couple games, but he's going to struggle against better talent. But you want him to, you actually need him to for the longevity of the team's success. You need him to, and just like anything else, let's see what they got against Wisconsin. They go out there and they look good. They get a win against Wisconsin. People are going to start to look at them different, like they're a real threat. But you got to go out and win the games that count. But this is a different team, man. You see that they're clicking on all cylinders. I don't think they've had a quarterback in this position that's as capable as Malik Washington in some time. And he's just getting started. And I'm looking at this game. There's so much he has to learn, but you see it. Right? You see those traits of him being able to be great one day. And so it's going to be fun to watch him over these next few years.
Yeah, for sure. I got to meet him. I was the MC at the Annapolis Touchdown Club dinner, and Malik was the player of the year, and I got to meet him. And just as, like, the young man, I was super impressed. And the size he has is, like, textbook NFL size.
Yeah.
He seems to be the real deal. As are you, Sean. Everybody check out Lights Out this Saturday night. Check it out at lightsoutxf.com, or smart TV, whatever you got. Sean, I hope the fights go great. I hope it's a packed crowd and you enjoy yourself Saturday night, man.
You got it, fellas. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, as always, for the time, man. Sean Merriman, one of the great pass rushers in NFL history, one of the great pass rushers in University of Maryland history, DMV native, all-around good guy. That's Sean Merriman joining us. Always appreciate his insight. When we return, taking a trip to Vegas to figure out exactly what the Raiders got, JT the Brick gives us a Raiders preview.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. A little bit of news out here in Ashburn. Debo Samuel, Commanders wide receiver, not at practice today, excused for personal reasons. Try to get some more information on that. Joining us now, JT the Brick does a show on the Raiders Radio Network. You can hear him on Mad Dog Radio, the JT and Looney podcast. Does it all. You can follow him on social at JT the Brick. JT, how you doing? Thanks for joining us today, man.
Thanks, guys. Big game coming up. Just left Raiders headquarters as the Raiders will travel to the nation's capital on a short week, coming off a disastrous loss on Monday Night Football, where we had all the momentum in the world coming off week one, and now our offense is back to square one.
So in that game, you know, Geno really struggled, I thought. The run game couldn't get going. What version of the Raiders do you think is going to show up this weekend? The one that looked good against the Pats or the one that struggled at home against the Chargers?
Well, obviously, as a Raider employee, I'm going to tell you not the bad one. I'm going to tell you the good one. And look, Geno's been a very good player in this league, which no one seems to remember and I didn't know this. This is year 28 for me with the Raiders. I've covered Geno's career nationally, but when he came here because of Pete Carroll, you started looking at the last 3 years, the last three seasons, which would be 2002, 3, and 4. He was top 6 or 7 in comeback wins, completion percentage. I mean, his numbers were fantastic, plus winning. He won a lot of games. So we know that Geno can play well. I mean, look, the problem is Geno has one of those games every once in a while. If he has two of them back-to-back on a brand-new team with a massive fan base globally, as much as we love Geno out here and he just started, people are going to be like, whoa, we didn't see this coming. So this is a critical game. It's called a bounce-back game. It happens in baseball, all sports. You have a pitcher who goes out there and he gets bombed in the first inning. You take him out of the game. His next start, he has a great game. We need that in Raider Nation. We need Geno to go out east and have a big game and protect the football. Two of the interceptions he threw on Monday night were at the goal line and in the end zone. So he forced the football. He made a couple of critical mistakes that he typically can't do, and I think he'll recover from it.
How healthy is Brock Bowers? It felt like he didn't look quite the same. He was able to get on the field for week two, but felt like he didn't look quite the same. How healthy is he going to be for this matchup in Washington?
Well, I'll throw it right back at you. How healthy is Jaden Daniels? I don't know. I mean, Brock, I'm not a trainer. Brock was not 100%. If Brock was 80, 70, 85 going into the Commander game, I don't know. He wasn't 100%, and it's a short week. So, you know, Brock Bowers, when completely healthy, is a freak. He is a dominant performer. He broke a record since the 60s in his rookie year for tight end receptions. And, you know, they got him going a little bit in the second half. The problem was that first half against the Chargers, he only had one target, because the Raiders were throwing interceptions. The Raiders weren't sustaining drives. So, you know, the Raiders are really bringing a good offense to the nation's capital. You got Geno Smith, Ashton Jeanty, who we'll get to, which he's had a touchdown already, but he hasn't got off to a good start because the Raider O-line hasn't been opening holes. You got Jacoby Myers, Michael Mayer, Brock Bowers, Trey Tucker, Dante Thornton, who we drafted in the fourth round, who's 6'5 and runs a 4'3. Jack Besh, who they drafted in the second round. He hasn't done much. And again, I'll go back to Jeanty. The Raiders are bringing a really good offense to the Commanders game. The question is, can the offensive line block, pass protect? They didn't do a very good job against the Chargers. And the other big thing is the Chargers only scored 20 points. It shows you how good the Raiders' defense is, beating New England and holding Herbert to only 20 points in a game where the Chargers probably should have put up 40.
Yeah, I really like that kid Thornton coming out of Tennessee in this year's draft. Specific with Jeanty, he said something like, you know, I need the carries to kind of make everything work. Have you been surprised by Jeanty's, I don't want to say ineffectiveness, because at times it looks good, but just that it hasn't gotten going yet?
Yeah, I think we all are. It's his first two games in the history of his career. And in his first game, he had a touchdown, and they gave him the ball at the end of the game to run the clock out. And you guys know football. When you have a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter and you're handing the ball into the pile, you're going to lose yards, or you're not, you know, just, he didn't fumble. Let me make that point clear. In the first game the Raiders won, his first game ever, in the pouring rain in New England, he scored a touchdown and he didn't fumble, which I thought was tremendous considering the conditions at Foxborough. And then, you know, week two, Monday night, you guys just saw the game. Geno's throwing interception after interception, and the Chargers are like, stuff in the box, go and do it again. So Jeanty hasn't been effective. I would assume, and I don't know the game plan, but I would assume you're going to see a heavy dose of Ashton Jeanty in this game against the Commanders, because they have to get him going. Because if they can get him going, it'll keep Jaden Daniels or Marcus Mariota on the sideline, and it'll set up play action. Geno is a very good play action quarterback, one of the better ones. And if you know, you can't work play action if you can't establish the run.
You mentioned the defense being solid. Max Crosby, obviously, everyone knows about him, but some of the other guys on this defense aren't maybe as heralded. Obviously, here in Washington, quite familiar with Jeremy Chinn, but what makes this defense so good?
Great question. They are a defense that has a really stout defensive line. Malcolm Kuntz, who missed all of last year with an injury, is a very good edge rusher. He's on the opposite side of Max. Max hasn't put up huge stats, but he's been a game wrecker in our first two games. They're double and triple teaming him. So when you see the Commanders' personnel in this game here, I guarantee you that they will have a tight end on Max's side, and they will chip him, and there'll be a back, whoever the running back is in the backfield, trying to keep an eye on Max. And Tyree Wilson and Adam Butler. There's a kid now, Jonah Laulu, who's a local kid out of Vegas. He's got 3 sacks already. He's an interior defensive tackle who's good. And then the second tier of the Raiders' defense is Jermaine Pratt, Devin White, who you remember won a Super Bowl with Tampa, and he's been really good. He's not Bobby Wagner good, but he's younger than Bobby Wagner, and he was a really good player. He's in the middle of that. And then in the secondary, you mentioned Jeremy Chinn. You got Isaiah Polamalu, who's related to Troy Polamalu. So he's not bad. He's a good player on the secondary. And then the corners, here's the big takeaway of our conversation, guys. The corners have no experience. They're super young. And Pete Carroll's okay with it. He said, look, I'm going to play young players. Pete Carroll did that at USC. He did it at Seattle as he built the Legion of Boom. So the Raiders have very young and inexperienced corners outside of Eric Stokes, who formerly played with Green Bay. So, look, this comes down to, as I'll throw it back to you guys, Jaden Daniels is in practice, and I'm assuming this week. Do the Commanders want to risk Jaden Daniels against the Raiders and Max Crosby, risk him getting further injured, or do they want to put him out there because they don't want to put Marcus Mariota out there, and Jaden's going to play, but he's not going to be 100%?
It's the biggest question here by a mile. I think, you know, Jaden, we're now through 2 practices that the media's watched, and Jaden hasn't gone Wednesday or Thursday. It was always going to be if he goes, he'd go a little bit Friday, so that door is still open. I find it telling from your part of the country that Vegas adjusted this line a lot, which leads me to believe Vegas thinks it's going to be Mariota. I think the struggles they had in their last game against Parsons would give them some pause about Crosby. They're different players, but they're both elite pass rushers and disruptors. So, yeah, I mean, the Jaden question is on everybody. It's top of mind here, to say the least.
Yeah, I just think if you play Jaden Daniels and Max Crosby has a big game, that's a problem. But if the Raiders didn't play the way they played on Monday night offensively, then the Raiders will have their hands full even with Jaden at 50-60%. I find it a fascinating topic because Jaden's so good. We wanted him to be a Raider. Remember, Antonio Pierce was our head coach before he got fired. He was super tight with Jaden. And we would have given up 3 first-round picks to get Jaden Daniels, and that wasn't even on the table. So Jaden was a really big topic out here in Vegas because we wanted him badly 2 years ago and couldn't get him. And now Raiders are still trying to figure out the quarterback position, but we feel like we got a good veteran who can win us a lot of games in Geno Smith.
Yeah, you know, I remember hearing some of that Antonio Pierce stuff from the combine that year, just how invested the Vegas organization was willing to go to try to get Jaden. I am a Pete Carroll believer, and I actually agree with you on Geno having a bounce back game. How excited are Raiders fans out there to kind of be moving forward? And what does Tom Brady's role really look like day to day, week to week?
Well, Tom Brady has a big role. He's an owner now. He's not a consultant. He's got a nice chunk of the team. He's not one of these athletes that have 0.5% of 1%. He owns 10% of the team. He is completely invested in the Raiders. But as you guys know, he works for Fox. So he was at our last game in the booth, which is fine. He's allowed to be there. Ownership has its privileges. He's an owner, so he can have the headset on and be there. But he's got to be working for Fox every week. And you guys know that when you have a game, a big game for Fox, and you're the lead analyst, you got to be out on the road 2 days before that in that city. The league put limitations on what he can and can't do. And, you know, he's going to have a big role in the offseason. He's around us. He's there in the building from time to time. But, you know, he's not calling the plays. He's not playing quarterback. Right. There's only so much he can do. And getting back to Pete Carroll, I find this a great topic. I interview Pete every week. So if you'd like to look at that at Raiders.com, it's up there, my one-on-one. I host a coach's TV show. And he really, really is invested in Dan Quinn. When Pete sat out for the year, he was talking to Canales, who was one of the guys he mentored, and Dan Quinn and Pete are super tight, and Dan Quinn gives a lot of his success to Pete Carroll, who was his mentor. And then Pete says a lot of cool stuff about Bobby Wagner. He's arguably the best player Pete Carroll's ever had. It's Russell Wilson. People say Marshawn Lynch. I think it's Bobby Wagner, because Wagner became a first ballot Hall of Famer under the guidance of Pete Carroll and what Pete Carroll taught him about schemes and defenses. And Pete knows Bobby real well, and Bobby knows Pete's tendencies, so I think that's going to be a chess match coming Sunday.
Yeah, there's so much interwoven stuff in this matchup that I'm really excited to see it. You know, the Raiders, I don't know if Raider fans are the same, but Washington fans love whining about short weeks. For Vegas to play Monday night and then have to fly to an East Coast 1 o'clock game, are Raider fans up in arms about that?
I am. I'm furious that the league screwed us with this schedule. Let me go one step further. We played the Chargers on Monday night. The Chargers, give them credit, they had to go to São Paulo, Brazil. Okay, they played on a Friday, and they had all that extra time to prepare for the Raiders. And it's a short trip. L.A. to Vegas can't be any shorter, and they were rested and had extra rest. So when the schedule comes out, we see this game against the Commanders, and I'm like, wait a second. The Commanders are playing Thursday night, and they don't play, and then we're playing Monday night, and we have to travel. I would have had no problem with this, guys, if you were coming to Vegas. If we played on Monday night and then had a short week, but we were home, okay. But Pete Carroll is 25 and I think 11 lifetime. I'll get you the exact number where you can find it going east. No one's ever done that, and no one will ever do it again, including Jim Harbaugh or Sean McVay. Who's ever your favorite coach out west will never, ever have the record that Pete Carroll had going east. So that's one thing that the Raiders are excited about, and Geno Smith said at his press conference he's happy that this is a short week because the Raiders want to put that stinker behind them, and they want to play now. They want to get that behind them and put up a win. So if Jaden Daniels was at 100%, I think the Raiders going into this game from a fan perspective, I'm just a fan, I think the Raiders would have had their hands full. But the fact that the Commanders have not looked good in week one and two and Jaden is questionable – gives the Raiders, I think, a puncher's chance, if not more of that.
Hey, JT, we really appreciate the time, man. And let's hope it's a good game. And, I mean, for Washington, no injuries, and we all just get to enjoy it on Sunday.
Appreciate it, JT.
Absolutely, guys. Pleasure coming on with you. Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much. That's JT the Brick from Raiders Radio. Give him a follow at JT the Brick. Good info right there. We come back. We got to make some bets, Toby.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Yo! Alpha Hour! My favorite thing about James Brown might just be the random-ass noises he makes. Coast to coast.
It adds to the music.
Rocky IV with Drago? Is that what this is from, Landfill?
What?
I think this was Rocky IV, right?
One of them. I've never seen any of the Rockies.
None?
None.
So I've learned with young people, like, to no longer be upset by that. Like, you've probably seen a bunch of movies that I've seen maybe one of the Fast and Furious movies.
I've never seen any of those either. Those all suck.
The okay. First one's good.
What have you seen, Toby?
What have I seen?
Indiana Jones?
I've seen some Indiana Jones.
Debbie Does Dallas?
No.
I haven't either.
I've seen Star Wars.
Shout out to Star Wars. I like Star Wars. Varsity Blues?
No.
You should watch Varsity Blues. I got Jeff to watch it. He loved it. We're going to run out of show if we keep talking about movies you haven't seen.
It's true.
So let's make some bets. Heard it here. Haven't heard the dulcet tones of White Brian all day. What do you got, Dub B?
Landfill cannot lose this week. He keeps fading the Nets.
Landfill, is he 4-0 on just betting against the Nets?
That's tough.
3-0? 4-0, because they had a doubleheader, right?
Yeah. Well, what's Landfill going to do tonight, because the Nats don't play?
Josh Allen touchdown.
Okay, Josh Allen touchdown.
About Jeffrey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.